This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice in 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Earth Day. The Earth is happy. Greta Thunberg is finally smiling. The Earth is like, thank you. That this is the best gift I could have asked for. For the rest of us, though, it's a whole new normal. And that's what we're dealing with. One of the ways we stay connected is through your texts, which we very much enjoy.
That's right. The number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say today. Sarah, the kitten video isn't on Clarky Clark Instagram anymore. Was it on the...
Oh, I must have had it on my story. No, I swear I put one up yesterday.
Yeah, I think I just saw it.
It's not the video. It won't post the video. Just put like a still up, but just click on it, and it's a whole video of this freaking cat going crazy with no arms. It's like, I love the cat so much. What's that?
Hi, Vinny and Sarah. Love your show. We adopted a four-year-old rescue. Well-trained, super smart. My son adores him, too. Easier than a puppy. Great addition to our family.
Yeah, it is nice to get an older dog. Or an older cat. I mean, that's the thing.
It's on your story, Sarah, 15 hours ago.
Oh, okay.
Clark.
Yeah, it's
Clark
there. It's story. Just this little cat. Sometimes you can't. Some pictures, it's like you can't even tell he doesn't have front legs, but he doesn't. Arms,
yeah,
I like to call them.
I know. That's Siri, what are you talking about, the cat with no arms? Cats don't have arms. They have four legs.
Yeah, okay, sorry. His front legs. His arms. You know, the thing is they use them like arms. They're always batting at things and reaching out and scratching in the face with them.
I realize we signed up for radio, and we love radio, and we're so grateful for the people who listen. Anytime you give us, we're here comes the butt. But man, would I love to sit at someone's work and nitpick them to live in hell just once, just to be able to say, like, oh, you said that wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not right.
Yeah. What do you think you're doing? God, what are you, stupid? That's my favorite one. Like, well, you know, sometimes I feel kind of stupid when you say it like that.
I mean,
we're trying to give you a good morning.
Yeah,
that's really all we're trying to do
over here. I mean, I got two kids banging on the door trying to get in here and take over the show. I'm fighting.
Let them in.
A constant struggle over here. Vinny, now is the perfect time for a puppy since you're all home to train it. Isla especially will get involved.
Okay, get one. That'll be
we
fun.
We got Winston
that'll be fun
six
to talk
weeks
about.
Ago. He's the best. Now is the perfect time for a puppy.
Oh, go get one, Vin. Do
408.
It.
408. Sarah's wrong. You need a dog. Your kids need a dog. 415. Vin, get a pup.
Yeah, Vin, get a puppy. I totally changed my... I don't know why I would ever discourage you from that. The stories that'll come from that are going to be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And there's nothing like a puppy whimpering all night long to just really make your day go great.
When I got Willa, I was still living in Novato with my former partner, and the dog cried all night. And I would take the dog, because this was my dog, so I had to deal with what we were going through. But I would take the dog into my truck and shut both doors so that at least the sound was muffled somewhat by being A, in the garage, and B, actually inside the car, and it was still keeping the rest of the house up. Bummer.
Yeah.
I just remembered I'm not getting a puppy. That's that.
Just adopt a grown dog or a few month old or something.
And,
they are like, so goddamn cute, though, puppies. They just sell themselves, you know? It's hard to... You look at those little puppy dog eyes. They get that puppy smell. They scrabble around. They're so playful. Puppies.
Well, now you're selling one to me again.
Well, I want you to get one. I don't know what I was thinking telling you not to. I mean, Jesus, that'll be fun. It's like, boy, Vinny, king of decisions.
You just want to see me come completely undone.
You know, we need stories. There's not, sure. not a lot happening in our houses. Like, I'm going to garden today. There's not going to be any stories about that.
Why not?
I mean, there might be on my Instagram, but there's not going to be any on the air. Like, what? I'm going to tell you how I, you know, transplanted my tomato plant. Like, okay.
831 says, love these Isla breaks. Love hearing Isla, says 650. So adorable. Her laugh is great.
Her laugh is great. Like, when she starts cracking up because her mom was doing stuff behind her head. Like, it's just, you know, that kid laugh. It's so good.
Yeah. My 4.5-year-old daughter is a huge Isla fan. Great job, Isla.
The kid needs a podcast.
I love that Sarah's trying to say. You know what? I want her to... She needs to come in, and I have a setup that she can do. But today is the day I record my side piece. So
hot.
There'll be no time for kid play, as I've got to get my other radio show together and get that audio to Bryn so he can get it to Patrick. So Pat...
Put it in the clown car, Vin. Pump it into the tank, and those guys will take it for a ride.
Oh, unbelievable. Let's see. What else do we got?
Oh, those are coming up fast, huh? Feels like you just did the last one.
It's once a week. It's Thursday nights. Like I said, though, with six people needed in order to get this 1 hour radio put together, eventually someone along the train is going to say, enough! It's completely not worth it. Scott makes me laugh so much, says 510. I especially love when he says something and you guys are just quiet and he goes, hello? Hello? Gets me every time.
We do have a special relationship with that boy.
Why must we endure so much, Scott? Asks 408. The very next text.
Well, there it is.
The very next text.
Well, he is polarizing.
408.
Wow. Because we love him.
Hard to find Scott's humor funny today since so many people are struggling. I hope he says just kidding at some point.
Of course he's just kidding. He's a comedian talking about how he can't get down pillows from Hungary. You need some coffee.
Cheer I watched up. Scott on Prime Video with Charo. His hair was so thick and gorgeous.
What?
I don't know. You're the Scott expert. You tell us.
Apparently, I'm not the Scott expert. I don't know anything about Scott and Charo. That's bizarre. Scott, write me. I know you're listening.
Vinny, you said you were a Coors guy. Ever hear the song Colorado Kool-Aid by Johnny Paycheck? It's a country classic. No, I haven't.
Oh, I was going to say, you're a huge country fan. I don't know how you could have missed that one.
I am a country fan, and I did drink Coors. I haven't had a drink in over 15 years, though, so I don't really. I tell the stories of some days, but the truth is I don't miss drinking at all. It was not good to me there at the end. Not good to me or anyone around me.
Yeah, I can pretty much count myself in that group.
Mm-hmm.
Just as we were signing our big 5-year deals.
The one I didn't sign, you mean?
Yeah.
Right.
That's the one. It was a good deal.
Highlight of my day, listening to you guys. Thank you, says 408.
Well, thank you for listening.
Oh, 707 says, Robot Vinny. Yeah, something went wrong. I think I had an internet issue is what we're starting to think it was. So
yeah,
I'll look
even
into
your
that.
Even the camera thing was cloudy.
I'll look into that. I have Xfinity's number. I'll give them a call.
Yeah, give them a quick call.
Mm-hmm. Just got 25 pounds of flour from Costco via Instacart. Only 7, and Costco let the shoppers in early, like 7 a.m.
Huh.
You're tripping, Vinny. Battleship is great. My wife and I play... at the breweries all the time.
Wow. What, do they have Battleship things set up at the breweries?
Or you bring them in, I guess?
Like, maybe.
Bring your own set from home?
They have some very cool setups now at the breweries with like ping pong tables and all kinds of games.
Plus, it's a brewery the whole time. Mm-hmm. Then you can't go there. You got to play that game at home then.
What's that?
Anything that would happen at a brewery.
Oh, well.
They actually have kids there too.
What?
It's like super family friendly. The hipster breweries, you know?
You're going to those?
Kids and dogs. I go when my friends invite me. Well, I used to go when.
So they must just have a restaurant license, huh? They must serve food and.
Mm-hmm. Or they'll have like taco trucks outside or whatever. Cool trucks. Yeah, it's super trendy.
Oh, taco trucks. Delicious.
You know.
Love taco trucks.
My mask has very tiny wieners on it with the words that say, if my mask offends you, you're violating my social distance.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah. Tiny little wieners.
I mean, you've got D's all over your face, but whatever, right?
Hey, you know, they're not real D's. I mean, you know, as long as it's just printed on the fabric.
So will you make any D masks?
I won't. I'm not going to. I mean, actually, it takes so long to get anything. Now I'm just using up all the fabric I already have. I made 25 masks yesterday. It's a good day.
Oh.
Yeah. And then immediately gave away like 12 of them. I had a long list. People want their masks. Everybody with a sewing machine knows exactly what I'm talking about. All right, I'll try and make you some.
It's just the orders are too.
Everybody,
too
much. Well, look, I'm not selling them, you know, and it actually, even if I had enough that I could sell them, I just feel like that feels wrong. You know, we get all these people who need them. I would donate them before I'd ever sell them.
But oh.
I haven't even gotten. What?
Sorry, I finished your statement.
No, I just haven't even gotten to that point. Like, I have lists of friends who are like, please, can I have 3 masks? Can I have 1 mask? Can I have 5 masks? Whatever it is.
I just got a question sent through text. For Sarah's Ask Me Anything, which is this Friday at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And I love it. They actually title it, Here's a Softball.
Okay, what is it?
Here's a Hardball.
Oh.
Do you want them now?
Sure, give them to me now.
You want a warm-up? All right.
I'm not saying I'll answer them now, but I'll tell you if we should bother sending them to Brent or not.
Softball for Sarah. What's your favorite Beatles song?
Oh, okay, I'll answer that. That's a good one.
Hardball. Who's your favorite producer that you've worked with and why?
Oh, of all the producers?
Like Yuzette,
Maddie,
right.
Brinny, Shooty. Who else? I think that's it.
Jan.
Right? Oh, yeah. Jan's not even in the conversation. I can tell you who my least favorite is. Teachable moment. Oh, my God. Someone kill her.
She came from the TV show you did, right?
Yeah. We used to do we had a TV show and then.
And that must have gone really well because you obviously really liked her at that point before.
Yeah, she just seemed to have it all together. But, you know, and then when Maddie decided he left, she threw her hat. She's like, I think I could do that. And I'm like, oh, you know, whatever. Give her a try. And I think that was right around the time that you came back. And that was just, oh, boy. Didn't work out.
Yeah, well, that was a critical time for us. We needed to make it.
Yeah.
Like, hit the ground running. So, yeah, there were a few issues that went down right away where I was like, we don't have time for this.
Mm-mm. And no also, way. That whole thing is gone. You're destroying the evidence, lady.
We gotta do this every day, all day, every day. There's no time for a whoops.
Right, we're not going to revel in this. We're going to do tomorrow's show.
Happy Earth Day. Please don't dump your used gloves and wipes in the parking lot. It's already sad enough to be back to plastic bags from the store.
Oh, who's dumping their... Who's doing that?
I guess.
Everybody. What idiot would do that? Mm-hmm.
You're seeing it a lot too, Brent?
All over the place. In the shopping carts, all over the parking lots, it's everywhere. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you guys, come on. That's lame. What, now you're a litter bug?
Stupid.
Try to have a give a hoot. Don't pollute.
After the 1918 flu, they said it took about 4 years to get comfortable and get back to normal behavior. Is the 1918 flu the Spanish flu?
Yeah, it sounds like it. Right? Right after World War I?
4 years before people
Well, I mean, those were olden times, you know. But what's scary is they probably didn't have big outdoor rock and roll festivals at the time.
Right.
You know.
The Spanish flu. 1918.
It is the Spanish flu. One of the things that, and I even read and laughed and even probably read it on the air, there's memes out there, you know, hey, your parents were asked to go to World War II and you're being asked to sit on your butt and watch TV. You know, I actually get that, you know, sort of meme, and I get your point. But I also think that the modern human has lived at a pace. This doesn't compare to World War II, I get that. But we've lived at a pace where slowing down now like we have feels crippling. It's
a really weird, right. It just feels wrong. And I guess we're just so used to the freedom of movement that we've had, you know, to really have to put thought into simple things like going to the grocery store or the, you know, post office or wherever it is you think you've got to go. Like, I have a girlfriend who said, you know, you have to really consider whether or not the thing you're doing is essential. Like, dropping by someone's house, even if you're social distancing, not really essential.
Scott.
Whatever.
Vinny, speaking of masks and pictures, check out the new world of online dating profiles. Oh, is everyone wearing a mask? Is that the new dating profile?
Oh. Well, that'll help, you know, if you got like a bad nose or something.
Bad rack
let that be revealed on your first date.
I don't know that you would you?
Well, I'm going to keep my mask on the whole time. Fall in love with my eyes. And this rig. Hey.
While we reported a woman's breast implants saved her life from a gunshot in Toronto, and we were discussing, I've never even been, so I don't know Toronto, but, you know, the other people wrote and said they have multiple districts, exactly the same as the Tenderloin in Toronto. Most big cities do have rough parts.
Yeah.
Someone else wrote in, you guys, they had a mass shooting this week. I'm aware of that, but we're talking about random gunfire in 2018 that hit a woman's breast implant. Yes, they did have a, strangely, Canada had a huge, what, 16 people were killed?
I didn't hear that.
You didn't hear about that?
No.
Yeah, in Canada.
When was it? Where?
It was this week. Let's see, what day is today? Today's Wednesday? Sunday?
Oh, boy.
Might have been
awful.
Over the weekend. Maybe that's why.
Think of them as being the place for the mass shooting, for guns at all. I feel like I can't even remember the last time I heard a story about a gun in Canada.
Well,
22 people.
22 is what it was?
Jesus.
22 victims. Yeah, 22 confirmed killed.
Yeesh.
What was it? Where was it? Where the hell were 22 people gathered?
I didn't even bother with the story because we have enough bad news here right now.
Yeah,
like
Jesus.
I can't come out of pandemic news into, and here's a mass shooting, everybody. So I didn't bother to get all the details on that. It's terrible, though.
Yeah. Well, listen, anytime there's a shooting, it's terrible. Mm-hmm. I just don't picture Canada. They're so polite.
Sarah, look out for pantry moths. They will love that 50-pound bag of flour.
Yeah, I am not psyched about a 50-pound. I'm telling you, you can't believe how big this thing is. It's enormous. It's like a giant old-fashioned sack of...
Sack of what?
I'm like, what the hell are you thinking?
Nursing mother here. I miss garlic so much. Can't have it. Otherwise, the baby gets holy gassy terror.
Oh.
Well.
Yeah, I had a bad night last night.
Yeah, you were hallucinating and everything, huh?
Well, it's just, you know, just having these crazy dreams and waking up constantly, just uncomfortable, just like so full. God, fettuccine Alfredo seemed like a really great idea right up until I was done eating it. Like, that was a mistake. And the cleanup.
415 says, I knew there was something else missing during this shelter in place. It's Sarah and Vinny. Without the commute, I haven't turned on the radio. Finally turned you guys on the computer. Missed you guys. So glad to add you back to my mornings.
Oh, well, thank you for adding us back. I wondered about that. Like, you know, what's going to happen to the, you know, rating system with nobody in their cars? Please listen to us and leave the stream on 24/7 if you could. Thanks.
All the time.
Yeah.
Please.
Even if you're not listening to it, just turn it down. Thank you. Help.
I think that gets us current. There's a lot of people egging me on to get a pet. I just don't think that I should right now.
You're so smart. That's the right decision.
Now that I think about it, yes, I'd love to see a puppy or a dog in my life, but...
Why don't you foster a dog for a little while?
Why don't I just wait until this young one I've got in the house can actually say words, and then we can move on from there.
I don't know. It seems like your life is a little boring. Like, you might want to spice it up with a couple, maybe two dogs.
Is that right?
Yeah, that seems
fun. Let's break, and we'll come back after these and say goodbye.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening today. It's hump day. It's also Earth Day. Please don't litter in parking lot. Don't put your mask and your gloves. Just put them in your trash, for God's sake.
Hey, radio lady, mind your business.
No, the Earth is my business. My God. Hey, don't forget, tonight, 8 o'clock, CBS, Survivor. You have until Friday morning at 6 a.m. to watch it. That's the only thing we ask of you.
I'm excited. Now that I know the family visits are over, the game gets for real.
Yeah.
It's going to start going down. Like, they're going to start getting really crazy.
Well, it's been pretty cutthroat already. So, I mean, it's just going to... I'm a little bummed that the whole alliance thing doesn't seem to really be working out. Like, they're not... I don't know. Everybody's just so, like, wispy. Like, they're just fickle. You know, whatever works for them. But I guess that's what works.
Whatever.
$2 million on the line.
It's easy for us to sit here on the couch and say.
Quarterback, right? Monday morning. All right. Have a great day. Vinny, you got a lot of plans today?
Today I will be watching my kid for the next 2 to 3 hours. And then after that, I will go in to the studio, you know, here where I'm sitting now in this, in my wife's office. And I will record my side piece for Thursday night's broadcast on Alt 105.3 at 7 p.m. So hopefully you'll tune in and check that out.
All right. And that's every Thursday night, which is kind of fun.
Right.
All right. Have a great day, you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.